Good morning, Lord. Our Father, God and Father, we thank you so much for this time we get to share together this morning. Lord, we're getting ready to read from your word. And as always, we want to use it to make our life better. To just read it and not use it would be kind of senseless. So, Father, I ask that you would send your Holy Spirit to be with us, touch each one of us this morning. Lord, we so much want to serve you more. We want to so much get to know you better and just live for you instead of ourselves. But self always seems to get in the way. But we thank you for your grace and for your forgiveness. So even when we struggle and don't live the way we're supposed to, you're the only one that looks at E for effort, and we thank you for that. So, Father, as we get ready to start, just minister through me, Lord, and just let this be a good service in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, with the economy the way it is and stuff, a lot of people are cutting back to what they call essentials. You know, they get rid of all the stuff that they don't really need, and they just hang on to the things that they really got to have. And I was thinking about that yesterday morning when I sat down to put this together. And, you know, Christianity is the same way. There are essentials about Christianity that are non-negotiable. That no matter what anybody says, if you did away with those essentials, you wouldn't have anything left. So what I wanted to do this morning, I just thought we'd kind of point out some of the essentials of the Christian faith as to what we truly believe. And I want to start with one. You know, first thing that Christianity believes, that there's one God. And you can get that out of Isaiah. It says, I'm the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. Deuteronomy, it says it also. He says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. So it's telling us there's only one God. That's one of the essentials of the Christian faith. Well, there's several that I want to just touch on for us to remember and take with us. We have another essential, that Jesus is the Son of God. In Mark, it says, the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's how the book of Mark starts. You read some other scriptures, John 1:1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. In other words, the Word was there with God. And the Word was God, and He was with God in the beginning. It tells us that Jesus was with God from the very beginning. Now, it's calling Him Word, and you're like, well, how do you know that it's talking about Jesus? Well, I know that because further down in the text, it says, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. And that's where it's talking about Jesus coming to this earth and living with us. That's how I know that when it's talking about the Word, it's talking about Jesus. So we've established that, you know, God, there's one God. We have Jesus the Son. And then also we have a Holy Spirit, which we, in John 14:16, Jesus says, And I will ask the Father, even He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. And just to back that up with another scripture, I always like to use more than one scripture to back something up. Most things that are real important in the Bible are usually in there more than once. Not that the things that are in there once aren't important, but it's the stuff that's really important to us is always in there more than once. It says, When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you, from the Father, the Spirit of Truth who goes out from the Father, He will testify about me. In this case, Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit's going to come, and the Holy Spirit's going to validate that I'm the Son of God, basically, is what He's saying. So, that gets kind of confusing to us, because when you read through the Bible, you find out that Jesus is referred to as God. It's like in John 20:28, it's Thomas said to Jesus, My Lord and my God. He calls Him his God. And if you look through the Bible, there are several places where Jesus is referred to as God. The Holy Spirit is referred to as God, and God is God. Now, that's confusing. Here's three different people that are God. How's that? So we got three gods going on all of a sudden? Well, that's been a debate for years. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, that's impossible. Well, Christians have chosen to call that the Trinity. And that word's not in the Bible. It doesn't say Trinity anywhere in the Bible. But when you read through the text in the Bible, that's what you come up with. You come up with that there is one God, only one. But he's revealed in three persons. And they are distinct, because there's a time where Jesus prays to the Father. You know, and Jesus, you know, God sent the Holy Spirit. So they are three persons, but they're one God. Now, that doesn't make any sense. Well, no, to our human mind, that probably doesn't make a whole bunch of sense. I don't understand how we can have three persons, and but it being one God. But God being so much bigger than he is, that's what he says in his word, so I'm going to believe him. That's my choice. And you have the choice to believe it or not to believe it. So that is another essential of the Christian faith, because that's what all Christians believe. So let's go on. He says, you know, and just another scripture to make that point. You know, Jesus even tells us, you know, may the grace of the Lord Jesus, or as Paul is saying this, I'm sorry. You know, here's in 2 Corinthians, he says, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. There's a lot of places in the Bible where they're all three together, just like that. But going on from the Trinity, let's go on and see what some of the other essentials are that we have. You know, one of the things the Bible talks about is that Jesus came to this earth. And I already briefly mentioned it a minute ago. But John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So in other words, Jesus didn't come to the earth to beat us all up, all the sinners and stuff. You know, I remember there was a time I was a pretty big heathen, and I'm still a sinner. That's in our nature. But Jesus came to take care of that. He didn't come to condemn us. He came to save us. And you're saying, well, yeah, but, you know, why do I need saving? That's what a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of good people out there. I've known a lot of good people that aren't Christians. And, it's, you know, for them, it's especially hard to figure out why they need saving. Well, if you read Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. Okay, so what do we have to establish here? What is sin? Well, sin is anything that is wrong, that you do that is wrong. If you take a pencil or a pen from the bank when you sign your check and you walk out with their pen, that's stealing. Well, stealing is doing wrong, that is a sin. Now, that's just a 50-cent pen. Heck, they probably get them for 10 cents, as many as they buy. But it would still be a sin. If you kill somebody, you know, there's an obvious one. You know, ain't none of us will argue about that. But every one of us, you know, you might tell this little white lie to make somebody, to make yourself look a little better in a conversation. You know, there's another sin. And even as a Christian, you still sin. You're just forgiven is the big difference. But the wages of sin is death. If you're not forgiven for it, it will bring death. Let's go on in Romans 3:23. It says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Just like what I just said. You know, every one of us does that. So we're all in trouble now because we all sin. And it says all of us are going to die because of it. Well, no, it actually gives us a really good out, which is great. Because if you read on, it says, It says, for all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God. But then it goes on and says, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. Uh-oh, Jesus comes in here somehow. Well, how does he fit in here? Let's read the next verse. It tells us, God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. That sounds like a whole bunch of stuff that's hard to understand. Now, how's his blood going to save us? Well, sacrifices have been a big thing forever. I mean, there's, you know, people say there's even people out there that sacrifice stuff to the devil. I don't know any of them, but you hear it said, you know, you see it and stuff. And I would hope that we don't do that. But sacrifices are a really big thing. Well, it takes a sacrifice to pay for our sins. And what sacrifice is that? Well, Jesus. Jesus came to die on the cross to pay for our sins. See, in this next scripture that I want to read, I always like to use scripture rather than me saying it, because it's God's word rather than Heinz's word. So let's read what it says in Luke. It says, this is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. So Jesus came, he died on the cross, and if he stayed there, it'd be over. But he didn't. He rose 3 days later. And because of that, if we repent, we can have forgiveness for our sins. That's awesome. Well, that's another essential to believe. But how does this apply to us? So how do you use what Jesus did so where it'll apply to you? And the way you do that is with my favorite scripture, another one I got to read. We're reading a lot this morning. It says in Romans 10:9, it starts, it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So this is for everybody. Anybody can call on Jesus and be saved. It says it right there. But it doesn't. You don't just say it. I mean, you actually live it. Which, that's a whole other sermon in itself, but we won't go there. We're just going to the essentials this morning. Just try to point out some of them to you. But you're saying, yeah, but I'm one of those good people that you talked about earlier. You know, I don't really live a bad life. And why do I need Jesus? You know, I don't remember the last time I've sinned, so I shouldn't really need him. But we already read earlier that it does say that everybody sins, so we ruled that out already. We are all sinners. But then you hear people say, yeah, but there's more than one way to go to heaven. I don't have to believe in Jesus to do that. You know, there's Muhammad, there's Islam, there's all kinds of religions. But if you read the Bible in John 14:6, it says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That is a very strong statement, and it offends a lot of people because they don't want to follow Jesus. They want to follow whatever they want to follow. Now, luckily, it's not my job to convince you that this is true. That's where the Holy Spirit comes in at. The Holy Spirit will convince you whether Jesus is the only way or not. So you have to read the Bible. You got to study it. And if your heart tells you that you ought to answer the call of Jesus, then you need to do it. I can't convince you, but the Holy Spirit can. So I'm glad he's around. I guess I better hurry up because they're having a writer's meeting. So let's just get to our last point real quick. The last point is that it is a free gift of God. Our salvation is something free. We don't have to work for it. All we have to do is receive it. It says, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So if you decide to receive the fact that Jesus died for you, and you do that, you don't have to work for it. It is just by grace. So I'm just going to conclude what we talked about, that way we can get a writer's meeting going. The conclusion right here, these are the things that are essential to the Christian faith. We have God. He is only one God. We have Jesus who came and died for us. We have the Holy Spirit who helps us. We all do wrong. Because of that, we need a Savior. And this is Jesus. Jesus came to the earth and died to pay for our sin, and he rose 3 days later. And he is the only way. And it is by grace that all this happens, not by anything that we can do. We can't work our way into this. Those are essentials of the Christian faith, where without them you don't have a Christian faith. And what I want you to do is just look at yourself to see if you fit all those categories, if you believe all that. And then if people ask you, well, what the heck do you believe? You can say, this is what I believe. And with that, I'd like to close. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, we just thank you so much for your word. We kind of rushed through the ending here a little bit, but Lord, you still know what to put on people's heart, what part of this they really need to take with them today. So Lord, I just ask that you would touch their heart. And the essentials of our faith are non-negotiable. There's a lot of things that we can discuss. I mean, how long your hair is, or what the heck you wear, and all these different things can be discussed. What church you go to can be discussed, but these essentials are non-negotiable. And I just ask that you would burn them into our heart, that we know what reality, what it really is to be a Christian. We just thank you for that, Lord. Lord, as we get ready to go race this morning, I just ask for protection on everyone. Let this be an awesome day of racing. It's starting out as a beautiful day. And we just ask for your safety and protection. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.